BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is Scott, and it's Thursday's podcast. Innuendo Bingo features Scream and Benga because it's Bass Week. They were really good. Real or No Real with Greg James, we discuss McFly all living together. My fingers really need to go on a diet, we discuss. And you don't have to be quiet in libraries anymore. Listen to our brilliant caller, Hannah. All on this Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Thursday. This is the show. Enjoy. BBC Radio. Hi, Josh from Leeds, who has just tuned in for a break from revision in the library. I believe you still have to be quiet in libraries. That's so old school.
I don't know why you find this such a weird concept.
We were talking about this last week. Like, is there still a librarian there going, quiet?
There's still librarians. I don't know what you expect that there is now, like robots or something.
I just thought that you'd be allowed to make a bit more noise in libraries here in 2013. I've not been to one for a while. Anyway, Josh is in Leeds. Actually, we did have an email from a librarian saying that you don't have to be quiet anymore.
I'm sure you do, because I'm sure
you do.
No, because people go to libraries to work and to read still.
Yeah,
right?
Like enforced now, though. Do you remember it used to be like that's the rules?
Yeah,
I don't think it is now. I think you're allowed to speak probably at this level.
I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now in libraries, and it's quiet.
Yeah, and if you are, try it. Just shout something random out and see if anything happens.
What do you want them to shout?
Don't know. Innuendo Bingo. Try that.
145.
Yeah, Innuendo Bingo 145. Shout out now if you're in the library and let me know if anyone goes, shh. Plan your revision break around Innuendo Bingo today. It's on at 145 with Scream and Benga. Emmy is also listening to Radio 1 and doing homework in the dark. In Australia, isn't it? Australian listener, it's night time.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. These wings are made to fly.
That is such a good pop song. Wings, Little Mix on BBC Radio 1. Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Where are you, please?
Well, at the moment, I'm on the Mendips with my mum. We're going to my grand's house, but I go to Plymouth. I go to uni in Plymouth at Marjon.
Oh, okay, right. What are you saying?
Well, basically, you don't have to be quiet in a library because in our library, we have, like, a downstairs, a middle floor and a top floor. And it goes to a different level of quietness as you move up into the library.
At Plymouth Uni?
No, at Marjon.
Marjon, OK.
It's better than Plymouth Uni.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say that.
Well, so it's like a train where there's like a quiet zone.
Yeah, there's a quiet zone upstairs in which you'll get like lynched if you do talk.
Right.
But in the middle floor, if you talk, it's all right, but you've got to be quite quiet, really.
Okay, right, so, yeah.
And on the bottom floor, you can basically talk, and unless you're totally, like screaming or singing, then you'll get told off, but you can talk in groups and stuff. It's quite good, really.
I'm guessing you're mostly on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
How rude.
Yeah, I was on the middle floor one day, and I got told off by one of the librarians for singing, and... Well, from then on, I decided it was better to go onto the ground floor. But the only problem is that I struggled to get any work done because I was talking too much.
No way. I can't imagine that.
So if you're singing on the middle floor, someone actually tells you, no, singing's not for the middle floor, singing's on the lower floor.
Yeah, basically, they came up to me and they were like, excuse me, this is the quiet work area. You're not allowed to talk, like, to sing. So I had to go downstairs. But my friends get quite irritated with me because they...
Newsbeat coming up.
I sing and I put my headphones in and then I start singing.
Cent.
Like, Hannah, stop singing. But the thing is, it's the bottom floor. You're allowed to...
Where's the librarian?
I don't know. Hopefully they'll come soon.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all fine. Laura from Glasgow Uni says, yeah, it's colour-coded into three zones, red, amber and green.
Like, yeah, that's true. That is true. That's usually what happens. You obviously haven't been to university recently, have you?
Do you know what? No. I haven't. So it is a thing that it's not just quiet now, libraries. I was right.
No. It's sort of... It's getting... moving with the times, I think.
Sure.
Moving with the times.
Yeah.
It's like a club. It's got different rooms,
yeah,
by the sounds of it.
Yeah, a little bit like a club. I've never heard a library compared to a club before, but no.
Well, it is on the ground floor, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, well, yeah. On the ground floor, you can basically do what you like.
Anyway, Hannah, I've got a dash.
No, that's fine. I'll let you get on.
Really, really good to speak to you. You're amazing. Enjoy your Mendips. Is that one?
Yeah, I will.
Love you. Bye. Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Well, this week on Radio 1, it is Bass Week, so who better to get to do Innuendo Bingo today than Scream and Benga?
Whoa. Whoa.
Hi.
Hello.
You alright?
I'm great.
Yeah?
I've been feeling great.
I've wanted to play this game for the longest.
Have you?
Yeah.
He's well up for it, Scott.
I love this. I didn't realise that Scream and Benga would be fans of Innuendo Bingo.
I thought you'd have had the memo I sent out, like, when we started the radio.
I didn't get it.
Yeah,
so sorry.
Someone's in trouble.
So you know what to do. We'll get to talking about your show in a bit, if people have never heard it before, when it's on, and also these awards that you're doing. But first, let's get wet.
Is this our first ever three-way, Scott, in this studio?
In this new building? Yes, it is.
Brilliant.
So I'm looking forward to it today. I think we've got big things ahead of us. So it's bit about taking a lot of water in your mouths. That's what the main rule is. And it doesn't really matter where it goes. It can go in the bin, it can go over my friend Chris, it can go over each other. Anything, I mean, Benga, you were saying earlier that you want to kind of get Scream for all the times that he's hurt your feelings.
Honestly, I just enjoy getting wet.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's okay, why you're good. In the right game. Okay, loads of water. Let's take it and let's have a three-way innuendo bingo in your mouths. Watch this now on the Radio 1 website. Okay, first up, we're over to the show Winter Watch and another one of their educational segments.
Sometimes in that great flurry, it's difficult to tell one from another. So let us have now the Winter Watch Guide to Tits.
Ah, Chris goes first.
Oh, he's keeping it in, I can see him.
Good work.
Listen to this.
Listen. Trying really hard. Oh!
Oh, this is going to be good.
Benga's gone. Scream's still holding.
This is going to be a good one.
Yes.
Can see it already.
This is good. And we're just warming up.
Right then.
Okay. Don't be afraid to let it all flood out if you're struggling there. Okay.
All right then.
Okay, more water, please. We're going over to Radio 2 now. Easy. Radio 2, it's Jeremy Vine's show. And this guest really loves soldiers.
There's something about seeing a soldier.
Oh, they're amazing. They are totally wonderful. I can't tell you. I was leaving one evening absolutely dripping wet.
It just fell out of Scream's mouth. It wasn't like he was sprayed.
Benga went flying.
Just fell out.
I was trying to figure out what was actually going to happen there.
You can't dodge a three-way, Benga. You should know this.
Oh, this is good. I like it when it's three.
You're fine.
Okay. Now, over to Homes Under the Hammer. One of my favourites. Bit of daytime TV. And Martin Roberts is discovering some rural traditions.
In the village of Brandon near Durham, I find a semi which just keeps on giving.
The old semi joke. Right, everyone's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All seems to be fine. Should we continue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, some advice from Gok Wan now on his cooking show about, you know, how to quickly knock something up at home.
You haven't got it all the way down your top, all over your face and in your hair. You've not really enjoyed it properly.
Oh, that was a bad...
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'm leaving.
Benga, don't go.
Why do you keep leaning in like that?
Don't go.
I can't help it. It's my body. It does these things.
What you do is you see him about spray, so you try dodge it by coming in close to me.
But you're going
I'm
for me.
I'm spraying all over your face. You've got to avoid it.
Benga is definitely wettest right now. Scream, it's like, I mean, you can tell he's a virgin at this.
Yes.
But he's doing good, he's enjoying it. You can see it all over his face. Okay, ready? Now, this is a good one. This is one of the classics, this. Reggie Yates, remember him? At Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. And...
Where'd I put my shoe?
Reggie and Vernon always had a lovely... Vernon Kay, anyone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They always had a lovely time when they went out in public together.
There is a lot of scantily clad ladies all asking to see you, Mr. Kay, so today could be a good day for fanage.
As in, fans.
I'm wet right now. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's really tickle.
My upper body's all right. My upper body's all right.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm saying, because it's weird with the three-way situation, that it'd be good if, like, Scream and Banger faced it, you know, eye to eye.
No.
Okay, I'm up for that.
Yeah?
I'm sure they
this
are.
One.
Okay.
I'm all right, I don't mind.
Can I just sit here on the side and watch?
Let's take it up a level.
I was just...
Okay.
What, we actually going face to face?
I think you just need to look
contact.
At each other in the eyes, because then it's...
You only get to do this once, you know? Okay. Let's go just over to... One. Let's all take some water and go over to Dale Winton on one of his many lottery quiz shows.
It's going to be great.
And do you think Dale says this to all his contestants?
That hurts. I mean, that hurt because he's put such a lot in. But you know what? He'll be back.
All fine. Oh, no. Both holding. Okay. I don't know where this is from, but... Ready?
I must photograph it.
There we are.
Show me your beautiful plums.
Yes, right. There we are. Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful plums. Okay. That's like a slow spray from everyone there.
Oh, my head's hurting.
I tried not to get you wet. Sorry,
my plum.
See, you got to remember, like, we're the best of friends, so...
I know.
We don't want to do this to each other.
Oh. Okay, more water, please. Loads of it. Keep watching on the Radio Moore site. You can watch this on your phone as well. There's no excuse not to watch. Over to Antiques Road Trip. And Mark Hales is being shown this woman's extensive facilities.
And as a natural charmer, he's managed to find shop owner Eleanor's secret treasure trove.
There's lots of stuff down here as well.
Okay.
This is the glory hole.
All right.
Listen to that.
That was the best one so far.
It's good, isn't it? Okay.
You're enjoying this.
Okay. More water, please. Wow. Over to football now. And Chelsea are a much more close-knit team than you'd imagine.
Cassano was strong enough to hold off the Tottenham man second time. And there is Cassano powering one into Ashley Cole's backside.
Banger!
That's just the shock of you two.
Oh, I can't help looking at your face.
That was brilliant.
Right.
So good.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's go to more sport now as we take more water into our mouths. Cricket chat now on BBC Radio Derby. Although, I have never seen a cricket ball like this before.
I give each bowler that bowls a different colour, and then, as I'm scoring, each batter can then see who they've hit their runs off when they look at the book at the end of the innings.
And there must be some really anal balls that they've faced.
I didn't know who was saying that then.
Okay, everyone seems to be fine. Okay. More water. And here's Sarah Cox with news of some exclusive content on the Radio 1 website.
The picture there that's up on the on Radio 1 online, it's me trying to hold back my lips.
Oh. That's classic.
And finally this from Good Morning Sunday on BBC Radio 2.
The head said, if I can't celebrate all the face, I'm not going to celebrate any at all. So she wouldn't have the C word mentioned at Christmas.
That's not even a good one.
Okay, try this from Cliff Richard.
I'd like to have woken up and found I was inside him.
Talking about Elvis Presley. And there we are. That was Thursday's chaotic innuendo bingo. How's everyone feeling? How wet is everyone?
Extremely wet.
I've got a complete, completely soaked leg.
Good. Mm. Benga?
I'm feeling rather wet.
Yeah. Mission accomplished. That's right. So it's Bass Week on Radio 1. Now you're soaking wet. Tell us about when your show's on and the awards that you're doing this week.
So the show's Friday night, 11 till 1. Part of the Dance Music Marathon.
Yes.
And the awards are, we're giving out, the Bass Awards are about, so we're just sort of celebrating a great year in bass music, really, and just sort of picking out the key players, I guess.
Cool.
Certain awards, like the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, we've got some Lifetime Achievements, we've got Biggest Tracks of the Year.
Is it like the Oscars of the bass world?
Yeah.
No. That's what everyone says about every award ceremony. It's like the Oscars of the so-and-so world. All right, cool. Thank you very much, Scream and Benga. Good work on your first innuendo bingo. Thank you, guys.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How was your night last night, Chris?
It was good.
Different? Unusual?
It was very unusual. Very different.
So, we're doing this thing called Plan B.
It basically, I don't want to give away too much, but it's sort of, I had a plan for my evening and you sort of changed that.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been saying all week that we want Chris to be like a replacement for something in your life. So maybe if you've got like a prom to go to or a wedding, he can step in. He can be your kind of like break glass for emergency friend. Or maybe you've got like a tournament, maybe, I don't know, netball, football coming up. You're a man or a woman down. You need someone to play. He can step in. He's your plan B. We had an email from a group of lads yesterday. It was a bit of a rush, but Chris was round their house by 8 p.m.
Yes, I got. Well, you told me, right, I've got something for you.
Yeah.
What you're doing, cancel it. And then I was off. I was kind of travelling quite far away as well last night.
Yeah.
And it was all a bit surreal, but I don't want to say too much what happened, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But the group of lads were very happy.
Very. Yeah, they were cool guys.
With you as the stand-in?
Yeah.
We'll reveal all on this on our first Chris Stark Plan B tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show just after 8 a.m. You'll like it. It's really sweet, actually.
Mm.
If you need some help, if you need someone to replace something in your life that's happening, maybe your friend can't make it anymore or your team is missing a member, whatever it is, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's BBC Radio 1.
Just chill, yeah?
Yeah.
Kick back.
Chillax. Oh,
that's the worst, isn't it?
I hate it. It's time for Dear Scott. When you hear this lounge music, you know it's nearly Friday. And you know the posh Radio 4 lady is going to read out what you've been emailing. Hey, listen, we could do with some more. So if you want to get in touch about absolutely anything, you can have your say on this. It's your, like, open forum every Thursday on Dear Scott. We'll do some next week on The Breakfast Show as well. So email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It can just be something you've noticed on TV or online, something you want to ask or tell us about the show, anything at all. Something that's happened to you and your mates. Get in touch. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Dear Scott and Chris, I just read an article about a man who broke the Guinness World Record for most eggs crushed with the head. I think Chris would be up to the challenge of breaking it. If anyone can do it, I think it would be Chris. Love you, Miriam, Los Angeles.
Oh, thanks, Miriam. She's one of our regular podcast listeners. She's always on. How do you feel about the egg challenge?
It's not one I've heard of. It's not a bad idea.
So are you just smashing them on your head?
I assume so. Or maybe they're lined up on the table and then you sort of bosh through them like that. It's not the worst idea, is it?
No, I'd quite like you to do it. And let's face it, after the embarrassment of the Edinburgh Festival...
That's all I'm thinking.
...and the chicken nugget challenge, which you failed, was a massive fail for you. I think it might be... I think it might be... like your next thing that you could do and kind of redeem yourself.
Yeah, maybe given the opportunity. I mean, I've always wanted a world record. That would be it, probably. Yeah.
It definitely wasn't the chicken nuggets with Scouting for Girls.
No.
And, right, I think we've now lost a lady listener in Leeds. More on this.
Dear Scott and Chris, I am a massive fan, but my girlfriend has recently found a dislike for the show because when I do something ridiculous, I blame it on you guys and the need to score lad points. She then shouts at me and says, Chris and Scott ain't watching now, you know. So, sorry, boys. Cheers, Josh, off of Leeds.
Oh, okay. I like it that we... Well, no, I don't like it, but we...
You
we,
do.
We don't, I do quite like
do.
It.
Let's be honest.
We cause problems in people's relationships. What is that about?
You love it.
It's just a bit weird.
I don't think you should be getting in trouble for it, but...
No.
But I'm sorry that your girlfriend dislikes the show.
I'll tell you what, if she's not keen on the lab points, do it for Scott Mills points.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe
there
that
we are.
Softens the blow.
Yeah, hope she stays listening, because we can't afford to lose any listeners,
no,
to be honest.
Absolutely not.
Next.
Dear Scott, if you think Chris drawing you naked is weird,
yes.
My friend had a rather explicit fan fiction written about him by four people he knows, called 50 Shades of Ginger. Consider yourself lucky, trust me. Big fan of the show, Elizabeth, off of Petersfield.
I'd kind of forgotten about that, but thanks for reminding me, Elizabeth.
Are you aware of, so this fan fiction thing was something that I wasn't quite across till.
Yeah.
You know, I stepped in for Phil on Dan and Phil's show not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about it there. And then people sent in some fan fiction, including me.
Yeah.
And it was largely about stuff that, say, me and you would be up to.
Yes.
And it was quite disturbing.
Fan fiction is on. Yeah, we've had it, we've mentioned it on the show before. But yeah, I'm not aware of 50 Shades of Ginger. Are those pictures still online that you drew of me?
Yes, they are. Of course, they are.
If you didn't listen to this last week, Chris decided to, I don't even know why, well, for money, to draw me naked.
There's money that can be made. It doesn't cost me anything to do. I draw you naked, and
I'd like to say that he has never seen me naked. He was just imagining what it was like.
No, because that's worded weirdly. I suppose I did.
Yeah, I mean, you had to imagine it to draw it. Pictures are online, still weird. Next.
Who's the male sex symbol?
Paul Hollywood.
Oh, hang on, this is from Innuendo Bingo last week, do you remember this?
Who's the male sex symbol?
Paul Hollywood.
Carol, do you fancy him?
Well, he came on Loose Women and I nibbled on his brioche.
That was Carol Vorderman there from 8 out of 10 Cats. That was on Innuendo Bingo last week.
Yeah.
Dear Scott, Chris, PR4L and everybody else involved in the show, smiley. I was casually listening to your podcast with Gerard Butler the other day in my uni library, which was jam-packed full of students quietly getting on with their dissertations, essays, videos and such. I have to admit I wasn't really paying attention and was happily enjoying a hot coffee while walking to my desk when all of a sudden I heard Carol saying, "I nibbled on his brioche." So, as you do, I burst out laughing and sprayed my piping hot coffee over two poor, unsuspecting lads. When I went to explain what had happened, in between fits of giggles, all I could get out was, "Carol nibbled on his brioche! Carol nibbled on his brioche!" Which only served to make me look more insane. Just thought I should let you know, and send a warning out there to all the fellow listeners. Never listen to the podcasts in a library. Well, with a drink anyway. Tongue sticking out, smiley. Alex, 19, 5'5", art student, Preston.
Thank you, Alex. We get so many Twitter messages and emails from people who always get caught out in the library, the ones that where they still have to be quiet.
Yep.
Listening to Innuendo Bingo on the podcast. It's an error.
It's a tricky listen. Listen, I'm not going to lie. Every now and then I've downloaded the podcast.
To hear yourself.
Not to hear myself. Mm. To listen to it. Because and Innuendo Bingo, it makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, even though you were there.
Even though I was there. And it's like the worst is when you're on the train. And you listen to it there, because it's you cannot keep it. And sometimes I'm on the train and I wonder if I see someone laugh, are they listening to Innuendo Bingo?
Yeah. There's a guy called Ollie who's just been on, and he was at traffic lights and he saw a guy in the car next to him, and he was absolutely laughing uncontrollably on his own.
Mm.
So Ollie's obviously listening as well, and mouths to him, "Bingo?" And he goes, "Yes." And then they both drive off.
Oh, what a beautiful really moment. Cool. They're probably both listening to this.
I know.
Then.
So hi, Ollie, and that random bloke that was also listening. Yeah, Innuendo Bingo in the library. Don't do it. Rest of the podcast, I think you'll get away with.
Mm.
What else do you want to say? Let me know. Send me an email. Dear Scott, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Really looking forward to... hello? Switch myself off then, that was good. You wouldn't think I've been doing this for quite some time, would you? Like years.
Fat fingers.
It's fat fingers again. Just went, like, just literally switched myself off. Like that.
Hello?
Yeah.
Get down the gym, son.
I know. People were saying yesterday that if I actually went to the gym more, my fingers would get thinner.
Yeah. They need to work out.
It's one of the first things that gets thin. First it's your face and then it's your fingers.
Can we not do this? Go to a gym and just make it, you know, really stretch out.
Really working out my fingers.
Stand there, just asking for advice on training my fingers. We should do
just
it.
Just done a whole hour on fingers.
And thumbs and thumbs and toes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Greg James. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
They're from Pateley Bridge.
in the Yorkshire.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Little market town.
It's lovely there. I had the nicest fish and chips I've ever had there.
You've been there?
I know it very well.
I've never heard of this place. How does everyone know it apart from me? I feel left out.
Did some research and I guessed that it would be a really sweet little market town. Like it was on, I don't know, what, last of summer wine or something. Like
fish and chips, seriously.
Cool.
Nora Batty's been on.
That was Rosie. Midnight. I've really got fat fingers. I need to sort it out. Like, you know, I just couldn't tell. I was going, hello, Greg James, how are you? Because I couldn't actually, like, my fingers are too fat to actually turn your microphone on.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat.
I know. I'm going to have to do a workout, but just, like, because they are real, like,
we're going to go to the gym together and work out our fingers.
Work out your fingers.
Get an hour of fingers.
Right, it's on the time, trainer.
Time for Real or No Real with lovely Greg James. Hi. It's a pop special today. Why not? Here we go.
Nicki Minaj got so hungry after the Manchester date of her 2012 UK tour that she ordered £3,000 worth of chicken from a branch of a popular chain of chicken restaurants. Enough to fill a car.
Was that the order? She said,
I want to fill a car. Why would you need so much?
Because she's Nicki Minaj. Hello.
She's tiny.
You've got to check that you order enough. So she just, because she's so rich, she just orders so much that she'll never run out.
Nicki Minaj, she also has to have the room at a special temperature.
This is what makes me suspicious, because do you remember that day that we went there? And before she arrived, I was told I wasn't allowed to have my chips and beans. I was told to remove them from the area.
Quite right too.
Well, this is what I'm saying. So why would she then go to a chicken restaurant? I assume there were sides.
She ordered a lawnmower.
She likes.
Remember that? She ordered a lawnmower at Tea in the Park.
Yeah.
One year.
Did she?
To mow the backstage area because the grass was too long.
Also, she was going to personally...
Well, she wasn't
going
to do it. She went,
get me a lawnmower.
And she wanted to get the grass cut.
Also, at the big weekend, her dressing room was the most pimped out one at Hackney.
Mm.
She had all pink, because you can.
Mm.
Why would you not?
It's like an extreme version of a normal person.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you order a takeaway, you always order one too many dishes. It's too much.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She just goes for it. So I don't want to be hungry. So she orders that. Yeah, I think that's real. Real.
You think that's real?
Yeah.
I can't see it being the chicken thing. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just the kind of thing she would do.
£3,000. Wow. That's everything. Many, many times over.
I feel sorry for the chef. Because
I just feel sorry for everyone else who went hungry in that branch in Manchester.
Well, that's true. She must have
shared it out. Next.
As a peace offering between rival Saturday night talent shows, Simon Cowell has lent Jessie J his famous static-proof comb. Perfect for dealing with short, spiky hair.
What's going on with the hair growth now? Is she growing it back, or is she... What's the plan?
Yeah, I think the plan is to grow it back.
Is it?
But she's got that weird kind of stubble now.
Oh, yeah, what does it look like at the moment?
Halfway in between.
Is the new voice good? I've seen it.
The voice?
She's got hair in that. Yeah, it's brilliant.
She's
got hair in that, hasn't she? Because that was before she'd shaved it off.
Mm. Oh, yeah, look at it.
Mm.
It's real buzz cut.
Yeah. So Simon Cowell lends Jessie J a static-proof comb, the famous Simon Cowell static-proof comb.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
No real for that.
Really?
No real.
Sure? You both seem quite adamant.
Is Simon Cowell's hair still bad?
I don't know. He just doesn't strike me as generous. So I wouldn't have thought that he...
He's really generous.
I think he's quite generous.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah. But maybe with money, not combs.
He's a real gent and really generous.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why you're very positive about him.
I know someone that knows him.
Have you?
Oh, do you?
Has he lent you his comb before?
Never.
Okay.
Okay. No real?
No real.
That one is no real.
Of course it is real. Yes. Doing well today.
What about this one?
Please, 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 please me, hitmakers McFly, live together in a gated housing complex known as McFly Village.
No, they don't.
Two
of them are married now, aren't they?
Yeah,
Harry and Tom are married, so they don't all live together in a big happy fun house.
I mean, I'm sure they used to at one point. I'm fairly convinced they live fairly near where I'm from, actually, at one point in a big house together.
A lot of bands do live in kind of gated communities normally together.
Didn't One Direction used to live with each other?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that McFly is still doing this seems
10 years later
definitely not still there. Can you imagine how annoyed they'd be with each other?
They're best mates, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or is that for show?
No, they're
no. I just
you
I'm
mean for sure?
I'm interested.
No, they're best mates.
Yeah,
yeah.
For show.
False show. Real or no real?
The thing is, they've split. I think they've left each other alone, so they stay good mates. You know, when you live with a best mate, it can go either way.
Yeah. Mm.
So I think they're apart.
Right.
That's not true. No real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
No, it's not. That's nonsense, isn't it?
No, they do all live in separate houses in a gated community together, and the band call it McFly Village. That's not the village's proper name. It's not given it by the Queen or anything. It's not.
McFly Village?
No, sorry.
It is true.
They're all in a very confined area.
No, they're in separate houses. Yeah.
But in a little community of McFly.
Yeah, think like Coronation Street.
No, it's not true.
Right, okay.
Imagine the neighbourhood watch meeting. It's just those four.
It's just them.
Hi, guys. any intruders? No, because it's just us.
Does it have its own off licence and stuff?
Yeah. They text each other. Don't forget to put the bins out. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's not true.
It is.
It can't.
Right, Wanda McFly, please tweet us. Thank you. Next.
The forthcoming video by The Script depicts the band meeting future versions of themselves. The role of the older Danny O'Donoghue is played by Sir Terry Wogan.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hello there.
Yeah.
So.
That's brilliant.
Oh, please let that be true.
Are you hoping? There's been some weird ones today, I've got to say. I'm going to go real on this one then.
They can't be real.
Why?
Listen,
McFly.
Think about what you're saying.
McFly live in McFly Town.
No, think about what you're saying. You're thinking this is real.
I'm just.
Sir Terry Wogan is now in a script video as an older Danny O'Donoghue.
That's brilliant.
You think that's real?
Brilliant casting.
I find the last one more unbelievable.
So, real or no real?
I'm saying real.
No real. No way.
Oh, Chris.
That one is no real.
Oh, rubbish. What a shame.
Awkward. As much as I'd love it to be real.
What a shame.
And at the end of that...
Paul for me, I scored 10. Greg scored 30.
Yes, Greg James.
High score.
Very high scoring round. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30 and all next week, we are sitting in for Grimmy on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Join me from 6:30 tomorrow morning if you can when you wake up. I've got a DJ set from Nanny Pat. Yes, I have. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.